Wungarali Majinu. This is Breakfast with Lish Faya on ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
Now today, another one of our community all-star finalists. Joining me this morning is Deborah Evans. She established Jillery, which is the Justice Aboriginal Corporation, to support Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the criminal justice system. She got a tiny loan of $3,000 and put that little bit of money into setting up this incredible organisation. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations. Tell us, you made that $3,000 go a very long way. Tell us about Jillery.
Well, Jillery started off, we're talking about the $3,000, Jillery started off as a dream and a concept. And I had the good fortune to get the support of two very brilliant ladies from Lighthouse Innovations, Candice and Anna. And that organised me, or arranged for me, to have a microcredit grant, which is what the $3,000 was for. Because the one thing I didn't realise, of course, was the high cost of setting up a business with insurance. And so that was a really critical thing for me, learning from them how to set up a business, regardless of whether it's a community organisation or not. It still has to be run like a business.
Now, all the work you do with Jillery, tell us about what it involves. What's the purpose of Jillery?
Well, it's basically, we established Jillery to actually break the cycle of intergenerational offending. And the way to do that, we thought, at the beginning, was through children, because the impact of parental incarceration on children is horrific. And we know that from the statistics that were collected, and when we started Jillery 7 years ago, there was very little being done in Australia to address this issue. But we do know that data collected elsewhere shows that something like 75% of children whose parents are in prison will become juvenile offenders, and at least another 80 of those will become adult offenders. So it made sense for us to establish an organisation that addressed the issue of how do we keep children out of the prison system, from transitioning through the prison system. But then we realised too, in order to do that, we needed to support families, because families are the most powerful form of modelling children have. And when they see parents going into prison, it becomes almost like a normal transition.
So how do you do that, Deborah? How do you break that cycle, involve families, get those numbers down?
Well, we actually started to deliver community capacity building workshops, and they were things like how do I care for a child whose parents are in prison, because often they're not cared for necessarily by the other parent. And we have a workshop on how do we deal with family violence and children experiencing family violence. What's the important issues and how can we support them so that doesn't become their normal. And there are a couple of other workshops that we also ran, and particularly building that community capacity, because we realised, as I said, that we are not only looking at parents, we're also looking at grandparents and aunties and uncles and extended family in Aboriginal communities. So we opened up all of that. We didn't say these are just for parents. We said these are for community. And they have been very, very helpful. We also started a program in the prison called Strong Culture, Strong Family. And that was designed to connect fathers with their children through culture. And through that, we learned that, a lot of fathers knew very little about their own culture. So we ran workshops, and they were run on a regular basis up until COVID-19 struck.
Yes. I wonder, what's your background, Deborah? What got you started in this area? Why did you want to set this up?
Why did I want to? My background is actually in education. And I started to teach in the prison system in Queensland, and I became very aware of the lack of support there was in a genuine way within the community once people left prison. So when I moved from Queensland here, I was working in corrections as well. And it became really apparent that we were overlooking a lot of issues, and I think we still are in the prison system when we talk about rehabilitation and reintegration. And I couldn't deal with that, nobody doing anything about it. And that's why we started Jillery, to at least make some impact.
Over all those years of working, Deborah, what's been the message you've wanted to share with the community most when you meet someone?
When I meet someone, the message is that all of these issues are community issues, and that's the whole of the community. They're not just specific to Aboriginal people. They're also, like, family violence is right throughout the whole community, and we as a community should be working together to actually bring about change. It won't happen if one or two people do that, but a community united and addressing these issues will have a really big impact.